Hi, my name is Kay. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor. I'm returning a call to this number. May I speak to the person who placed the call?
She's speaking.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
So I lost my job Friday, and I was told to file for unemployment while I'm still doing some recertification courses to get another job.
Okay. You need to file a claim. I just need your Social Security number.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be 423-530502.
And what's your name?
It's going to be Apache Wright.
And would you verify your driver's license number for me?
It's going to be 96957-48.
Can you repeat that for me?
96957-48.
Are you looking at your driver's license when you give me that number, or are you going by memory?
By memory.
Okay. Do you have it where you can look at it?
Yeah. 1 second.
Okay.
I have a picture of it on my phone.
Okay.
It's
9695748.
9695748.
Yes, ma'am. 9695748. Okay, and what's your mother's maiden name?
It'll be Post.
And what's your date of birth?
01-16-2002.
When was the last time you filed? Can you give me an approximate year?
I want to say 2020.
Okay, good. All right, so I'm opening up a claim form for you. I just need you to answer the questions on the claim form. Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college.
Okay. And so your driver's license number is 9695748, correct?
Correct.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or a benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Do you want it to go to a checking account or savings account?
Checking.
Can you give me your routing number and a bank account number? It has to be a traditional bank. It can't be Chime, PayPal, or cash account.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm loading my Chime currently.
Your Chime?
Yes, ma'am.
It can't be Chime.
Oh, I thought you said it can't. I'm sorry.
It can't be Chime. It has to be a traditional bank. No Chime, no PayPal, or a cash account.
Okay. I have my traditional bank account open if you're ready for the routing.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. It's going to be 262-286-170.
Mm-hmm. 262-286-170. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your account number?
It's going to be 111-000-95827.
So how many zeros was that?
5 zeros.
Okay, and it was 3 ones, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I have 111-000-00. 095827, correct?
Correct.
And what's your mailing address?
It's going to be 1703 Savannah Drive in Weaver, Alabama.
And what's your zip?
36277.
Is your resident address the same as your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Is 205-753-8578 a good contact number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
And your mailing address was 1703 Savannah Drive, Weaver, Alabama, 36277, correct?
Correct.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. In what county do you currently live?
Calhoun County.
Okay. What month was Mary Wright born in?
In February.
And in which of the following cities have you attended college? Brewton, Decatur, Gadsden, Summerton, none of the above.
Gadsden.
Okay. Do you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Do you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And what was the last day that you worked?
Friday, so it was the 9th of December.
Was Friday the 9th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered to attend school or training?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to work all shifts in your trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
13.
Mm-hmm. And do you get work through a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And what was your job title?
911 telecommunicator.
And is that the kind of work you're looking for?
I wanted to do EMT basic.
So when it says telecommunicator, were you working for the fire department, police department, ambulance?
It was the county's 911.
And what do they do?
They dispatch police, fire, and medics.
Okay. That's why it came up like that.
Okay.
All right. And what company were you working for?
Calhoun County 911.
Calhoun County 911. Do you have an address and a phone number for them?
It's going to be, the address is 507 Francis Street West, Jacksonville,
Alabama. What's the name of the street?
Francis Street West.
I'm not understanding it. Spell it for me.
Francis.
Oh. Franks or Franklin?
Francis.
Francis. Now I hear you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I got 507 Francis Street
West.
West. Okay, and you said Jackson, Alabama?
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, okay. We have a Jacksonville, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's the zip?
36265.
And you have a phone number for them?
It's going to be 256-237-2399.
Okay, all right. So give me just a second. And what was the name of the business?
Calhoun County 911.
Calhoun County. County. Let's see if that comes up. Okay, let's see this one. Alrighty. Okay. And when did you start working for them?
October 11th of 2022.
And were you working in Jacksonville? Is that the city where you were working?
Yes, ma'am.
So have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Not that I'm aware of.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working for them?
Failure to improve in my skills.
Mm-hmm. So do you agree with them?
To an extent.
Okay. And had you received any prior warnings regarding your work?
I was given a 2 weeks notice to improve, and after 4 days, they let me go.
So do you think there was anything that you could have done to resolve the issues before you were discharged?
I was actively trying to improve in my skills, and like I said, they gave me 4 days instead of the 2 weeks that they wrote in paper to let me go.
Okay. So do you want to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to give you a four-digit PIN number, and then I'm going to read the closing statement to you. It's going to give you information you need to know and also instructions you should follow. So the PIN number is 0202.
Okay.
And it says the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into their website and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. So, Ms. Wright, we've completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
I have one.
Mm-hmm.
I start my EMT recertifications this Saturday, so that will push me into actually getting a job soon, hopefully at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, like, still in with my, like, searching for a job, like me going back recertifying?
You still do your certification even if you get a job. And then once you get paid, you're going to have to report your wages, and then the phone line certification will redirect you if you need to be redirected.
Okay,
but just don't stop doing those certifications. That's why a lot of people make a mistake. Once they get a job, they stop doing the certification. So continue to do your certifications, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. You have a great day. Bye.
Bye.